We're turning in our Bibles this evening to the Old Testament, to the book of Proverbs, and to the chapter 11. Proverbs, the chapter 11, and want to read just some verses from that chapter. We'll commence to read at the verse 22, Proverbs chapter 11, and the verse 22. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but attendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Amen. We know that God will bless the reading of his own precious word to each of our hearts. Just for a short time, could I draw your attention to the words of verse 25, Proverbs 11, verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Coming to the throne of Israel, Solomon was endued with great wisdom, seeking to impart some of that wisdom to his subjects. He, following the practice of the Greeks, he penned and he gathered together a number of proverbs, placing in each a simple truth. It was an easy way of teaching. As we come into this 11th chapter, we find certain words appearing again and again. In fact, in this one chapter, the words upright and righteous appear in one form or another, no less than 15 times. And as such, in coming to verse 25 to speak about those who were spiritually fat or blessed, he had in his mind those who were upright and who were righteous. Indeed, emphasizing this, he said in verse 28, the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Of course, not all branches flourish equally. Some branches are more fruitful than others. However, they drawing their life and their strength from Christ, their root, he said they would flourish. My, they would flourish not like Lot, whose riches eventually disappeared, but they would flourish like Abraham, whose riches were not only material, but spiritual and eternal. You see, before we can flourish and become fat, we must be righteous. Without purity, we will never prosper spiritually or eternally. Indeed, the same as David reminding his son Solomon of that great truth, he said in the opening words of the opening psalm, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Refusing to linger with or laugh with or to listen to the ungodly, he became blessed, or as it could be read, blessed many times over. In other words, he was not merely blessed or twice blessed or thrice blessed, but he was blessed in things both temporal and spiritual many, many times over. You see, if we are going to prosper, we need to be pure. There needs to be a putting away of sin out of our lives. Indeed, George Swinnock said, "So holiness and reap happiness. So holiness, and you will not only reap happiness, but you will reap blessings. If we want to be blessed, if we want to be fruitful, then we need to be upright. We need to deal with sin. We need to put those things out of our hearts and out of our lives. And so for a few moments tonight, I want to simply consider this fat or this blessed man. I want you to notice, firstly, there is a responsibility here, reminding them of the goodness of God. He then said in verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. The word liberal here is elsewhere on different occasions rendered blessing. For example, the Lord commanding Abram to rise up and to leave the Ur of the Chaldee, he said in Genesis chapter 12 and the verse 2, thou shalt be a blessing. And it carries the thought of bestowing blessings or bestowing goods upon others, as if to emphasize that. He went on to say in the words of our text, and he that watereth shall be watered. Rather than storing up the stream of God's bounty, they were to be watering, or they were to be blessing others along the way. And you see, tonight our blessings are given not to be stored, but rather to be scattered. They are to be passed on to others. Indeed, the Lord commissioning his disciples to go to the lost house of Israel. He then commanded them, saying in Matthew 10 and the verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Giving them special gifts and power, they were not to be keeping them to themselves, but rather they were to be using those gifts, to be using those blessings to water or to bless others. Again, the pages of the Old Testament, the Jews returning to Jerusalem after many years of captivity, they immediately began to rebuild the devastated temple. But opposition mounting, they eventually became discouraged and they left down their trials. After 16 years, the prophet Haggai challenging them, they once again lifted those trials and they once again began to rebuild the temple. 2 months into the project, the Lord seeking to encourage their weary hearts. He said in Zechariah 8, verse 13, and it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Jacob and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. And he assured them that if only they continued in the work, that they would be blessed. And being blessed, they were then to be a blessing. They were to be passing on that blessing. You see, as well as gathering, there is to be a giving of the blessings of God, a sharing of them with others around us. You think tonight even of the clouds, they becoming full, they don't hold their precious treasures, but they release them upon the earth, falling upon the ground, it enjoying their showers. It does not imprison them, but it releases it to flow into the rivers and to flow into the oceans. The oceans eventually uncovering their treasures to the sun, it eventually evaporates. It rises up again into the heavens. And the heavens, in receiving it, it in return sends it back again upon the earth. Think again of your own heart. It receiving blood, it does not store it up. While one valve pumps the blood into your heart, another valve is pumping the blood out of your heart. Let that pump that pumps the blood out of your heart stop.
And my friend, what will happen? In a moment of time, you will die. An old African proverb states, there is only one crime worse than murder in the desert, and that is to know where the water is and not to tell. To know Christ or to receive his blessings and not to share those blessings is the worst of all crimes. In the 19th century, our nation was almost brought to the verge of revolution by the infamous corn laws. They were designed to keep the price of corn high in the land. And of course, the price of corn being high, the ordinary, the poor, the working class people could not afford to buy corn, which was the staple diet. And as a consequence, the poor rising up, they were on the verge of attacking and burning down the mills. But thankfully, our Parliament had enough sense to repeal the offensive corn laws and to take the corn and to share the corn with the people. You see, it is one thing to be blessed, but it is another thing, and it is a far, far greater thing to bless others, to share with others the blessings that God has so freely bestowed upon our hearts and upon our lives. Perhaps this morning as you were reading the Word of God, God opened up the Scriptures and your heart was touched and you discovered there gems, precious gems that you had never seen before. I say to you, child of God, tonight, do not hoard that gem up. Do not place it in a prison in your heart or a prison in your mind, but seek to share it. God, having watered you, then you should seek to water others. Has God not given to you the gospel? Then seek to share the gospel. What a privilege we have had, even in the past week, to send round doors something, I suppose, at the moment, maybe 24,000 pieces of literature. And you see, God, having blessed us, whatever way he has blessed us, we're not to be locking up his blessings, but we're to be sharing. We are to be sharing. Oh, believer, tonight God has blessed you, and he has blessed you in so many ways. But I wonder tonight, are you a blessing? Are you sharing your treasures? Are you sharing the blessings that God has given you with others? Not only is there a responsibility here, but I want you to notice there is a reward here. Blessing those around them. We read in verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Watering those around them, they would not eventually become empty and barren, but they in turn would be watered. Or to put it in the words of the great Bible commentator John Gill, he will become like a flowing fountain of water. In fact, being liberal or blessing others, he said that they would not only receive, but they would be made fat. The word fat here surely conjures up in our minds the thought of abundance. In other words, the more they would water others, the more they would give, the more they would receive. You see, if we're not to wither, we need to water. The more we bless others, the more we will be blessed. Indeed, reminding the men of his day of that great truth, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1, cast thy bread or thy seed corn upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. They were to cast their bread or their seed corn upon the waters. In Revelation chapter 17, we're told in the verse 15,
The waters which thou sawest are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. The waters speak to us of the multitudes. In other words, casting their seed, casting the seed upon the multitudes, he said it would not perish, but it would eventually come back to them. And of course, the seed bread being planted, it did not merely reproduce itself, but it reproduces itself some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Again, emphasizing this truth, the prophet said in Malachi 3, verse 10, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." The phrase there, windows of heaven, is first used in Genesis chapter 7 in connection with the great deluge. And as such, in using this term, he was promising here that if only they gave, that a great deluge or an abundance of blessing would fall upon them. You see, the way to be blessed is to be a blessing. As we water others, God will water us. One old preacher describing his heart as a cistern, he said, "The more it flows, the more it fills." Is that not true in every aspect of life? Every businessman knows that in order to make money, he must firstly spend money. And while we do not, or we should not, give to get, yet God is no man's debtors. One of the world's greatest givers was George Mueller. When he first launched out into the orphanage work, all that he had was some small change in his pockets. 3 dishes, 28 plates, 3 basins, 1 jug, 4 mugs, 3 salt shakers. By the time that he had finished his work, some 10,000 boys and girls had passed through his orphanage. They had been housed, fed, clothed, educated, and settled in gainful employment. He gave away something like 2 million copies of the Word of God and a further 3 million gospel tracts. But no matter how much he gave, God gave him back more. And the more God gave him, the more he gave, and the more he received. Is your heart low? Is your heart feeling near empty? Then pull the plug and let what you have flow out upon others, and you will be filled. You see, the more you witness, the more you share the blessings that God has given, the more he will bless you. Now he that watereth, he'll not wither up. He that watereth shall be watered. The liberal soul, he shall be made fat. But lastly, there is a revelation here, setting forth the way of blessing. We read in verse 25, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." The Chaldee renders it slightly different. It reads, "He that teacheth shall learn." In other words, the more they would reveal the truths that they had learned, the more the Lord would teach them. The way to learn is not merely by studying. It is by sharing. The more we reveal of the Word to the world, the more the Word will reveal to us.
Indeed, the Lord taking 5 loaves and 2 fishes and blessing them. We read in Matthew 14:19. And gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. The little lad giving what he had to the Lord in turn gave it to the disciples. The disciples then giving it to the multitude. There were 12 baskets left over. There was more than they could eat. The more we distribute the word, the more we will be able to discern from the word. The greater will be our understanding. You go through the pages of history and you'll discover that those individuals, speaking generally, there's always exception to every rule, but speaking generally, those who shut themselves away from the world and shut themselves in a closet and studied, but never gave out, usually went astray. The world's greatest Bible students were also Bible spreaders. You see, until you share that nugget of truth that God has given to you, God's not going to give you another nugget. It is as we share his word that we are fed. It is as we share his truth that our own souls are watered. Oh, believer, has God spoken to your heart? Has God revealed truths to your soul? Then don't hide them away. Share them. And I tell you, if you share them, God will reveal greater nuggets, greater treasures, even greater blessings to your soul. I think of Jabez, and he cried out, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed." And I wonder tonight as we come even to pray, is that your desire? Is it even the desire of your heart? And I want to tell you tonight, God wants to bless you. If only we are holy, if only we are upright, then the Lord will make us fat. The Lord will bless us. Oh, tonight, my, as we come to pray, and as we walk day by day, let us be liberals. Let us be liberal in the sense of being a blessing. And if we are, God will make us fat. If we water those around us with the truth, the Lord will water us, and he will prosper even our souls. May God make us a blessing, even for his name's sake. We're going to sing together the words of another hymn, the hymn 334. It was down at the feet of Jesus, "Oh, the happy, happy day, my soul found peace in believing, and my sins were washed away." We're singing just 3 verses of the hymn, keeping our seats while we sing. Thank you.
Well, we're going to come down to prayer tonight to seek the Lord's face and want to give time for prayer because I want you to very especially even remember our little leaflet that went out. I think 25,000 plus have been given out. We've got another 4,000 still to give out, and there's still some side roads in around Magherlin area that we still need to do. So please do remember the leaflet, pray for it, and also again encourage you to take and make use of them. And you're thinking about Christmas, what better could you put into a Christmas card or into a Christmas box than even this little magazine? And so pray for it. I know that it's caused quite a stir. I've heard from different sources, people who are not connected with their church, they've read it, and it certainly has made them talk, if nothing else, and think. And so that's what we want. That's what we want. But let us pray on that more than that, it'll bring them even to a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's really take that upon our hearts. Remember those who are not well and those who mourn at this time, remember them in prayer. Also remember in hospital still our sister Mrs. Metcalf, and also our brother Mr. Sidney Begley as well. So do remember them, and a number of others who are not well at this time, and I know that they would appreciate your prayers as well. So let's come to the Lord tonight, and I'd like to encourage as many as possible just to lay hold upon the Lord tonight. Father in heaven, we thank thee for all of thy love, thy grace, and thy mercy to us. We thank thee, O God, that you chose us. We thank you, Lord, that in time you sent those to speak to our hearts, and you drew us to where we heard the gospel. How good, how merciful is the God that we serve. And Lord, we pray tonight as you came and you broke into our lives, and you made us who were careless and thoughtless to think. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst do that in the hearts and lives of many. We thank thee for this opportunity that thou hast given to us as a congregation, even to reach out into so, so many homes. And Lord, we pray that this might be an instrument in thine hand. What aware to by a few fishes and a few loaves, a little lad's lunch. What was that to feed a multitude of 5,000 men plus wives and children? And yet, Lord, you took it and you used it and you filled and you satisfied them every one. Lord, we pray that thou wouldst take even this little leaflet, and that thou wouldst use it even to the awakening of hearts, for the drawing of those souls in. We thank you even for those who were gathered in Sunday night. And we pray, Lord, that we in the days that lie ahead, that we would see every meeting, strangers gathering in. But more than that, Lord, if they're backsliders, my coming back to serve thee. If they're not saved, Lord, that you'd draw them savingly to the cross. If they wish, my, to go on with thee, help us to encourage them even along the way. Lord, we think tonight of how thou hast promised in thy word that thou wouldst build thy church. And you said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. We know, Lord, the power of the devil. We see his power. We see how he has deceived minds and how he has lulled so many to sleep that they think not about their soul. They see loved ones snatched away, but they never think about their own souls or where they would be in eternity. O Spirit of the living God, wilt thou not come, and wilt thou not work? Thou dost work even through instrumentality and means. And we pray that even use these means for the building up of thy church in these days. Lord, we cry to thee tonight. We thank you for each one gathered here. Lord, thou knowest our hearts And we pray that thou wouldst draw near to us. Those who mourn tonight, we pray that thou wouldst comfort them and that thou wouldst bless them in their own souls. We think, Lord, tonight of those who are not well. We think of Mrs. Metcalf and we think of her brother Sidney. Lord, draw near to them, and we pray that you'd be pleased even to raise them from the hospital bed. We think of others, Lord, tonight. We think of our sister, Mrs. Valerie Beatty. We thank you for her being home, but Lord, continue to touch her. Remember Mrs. McKinley, draw near to her, and Lord, encourage her even at this time as well. Lord, there's so many others tonight and feeling the weariness of the battle of life. Lord, draw near to them and encourage them this evening. Lord, hear this our prayer. We look to thee tonight that thou wouldst bless our sister congregations as well. Lord, we thank you for hearing today of that man. My attending our Ballygowan church for over 40 years. And how often we had joint meetings, heard him being prayed for. Thank you, Lord, for reaching into his home. And after 40 years, for saving his soul. And Lord, we all know tonight, and have in our families as those who have been under the gospel for as long or perhaps longer, and they're still not saved. Lord, it encourages us. We rejoice that God hears and God answers prayer. Lord, help us not to grow weary in the place of prayer. Help us, Lord, not to give up. But we pray that you would help us to pray on. And Lord, give us many souls. Give us those souls, Lord. My, the world perhaps has thought has got them. But Lord, you can rescue them. Rescue the perishing. We ask of thee. Wait with us here tonight and bless our waiting hearts for Jesus' sake.